I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we'll be meeting Dr. Pat. He's a local physician with a private practice in Maumee, Ohio. He's also very tired.
Oh, I'm on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We had a number of patients that came in quite sick, heart attacks and strokes over the weekend, and patients with severe diabetes, and in this one case, I asked the nurse to call me every hour on the hour with their blood sugars and her lab tests, and that lasted through the entire night.
Although Dr. Pat admitted he was tired, I would have never known unless he had confessed it. He seemed almost cheerful. He entered the interview smiling, carrying two plates, two forks, and a generous helping of pierogies. I foolishly thought that maybe Dr. Pat did this for all of his interviews, but then I realized that, no, I was just taking up his lunch break. But he seemed perfectly comfortable eating pierogies and talking about how he first started his practice.
Yeah, I finished medical school in 1986. From the Medical College of Ohio here in Toledo, then did my residency, and then moved back here. My father is in family medicine, so I joined my father in practice, and he worked until he was 79 years old, so now he's 86. I'm in private practice here in Maumee. I have a physician assistant with me. Enjoy taking care of patients. It's a rough road, not much sleep sometimes, but I've always enjoyed being a physician.
On top of his local practice, Dr. Pat also travels internationally on medical missions. He brings a full medical team to impoverished countries, providing procedures, supplies, and support. And just like his profession, Dr. Pat was inspired to do these missions by his parents.
Well, my parents are Filipino, and it started as a way of giving back. The Philippine Association here started a medical mission, and they asked me to go out there. And then after the first time, then I took over the program. And the mission of the Philippines started every year, every other year, and then after Hurricane Mitch hit Honduras, then we started bringing teams into Honduras every year, and then we started bringing teams into Guatemala, started bringing teams into Tanzania, and then after the earthquake in Haiti, started bringing teams into Haiti. So periodically we go into other disaster areas. We were in Nepal back in May after that earthquake, and I just came back from Haiti this past October after that last hurricane hit them.
So if you're keeping count, Dr. Pat has visited the Philippines, Haiti, Honduras, Guatemala, Tanzania, and Nepal, among others. It may sound like a long list, but Dr. Pat tries to keep that list fairly short. He says the impact is not created in the first visit to the country, but in the second or third or fourth visit to the country.
We try to go to the same place, so we try to make a difference. It's tough to just go to one spot and treat a couple thousand patients. Sun up to sundown. Usually there's no light in a lot of the places, no electricity, so we have to stop when the sun sets. But we also try to teach them how to fish. In each village, we train two or three people that have no more than a sixth grade education that can read and write, and we train them how to deliver babies, how to suture, how to use a stethoscope, diagnose pneumonias, infections, understand how to treat that. And then we leave them with a packet of medicine supplies, equipment that they know how to use, and some learning material. And we also make sure that they have cell phones and then contact with a local physician or with me. So sometimes I'll get phone calls from Tanzania asking what I should do in this case scenario. And it's difficult for them because it's resource limited. They don't have access to a doctor or a hospital or a clinic that they can go to, but they know that the people in their village depend on them now. And each year we try to go back and we try to re-educate and retrain and restock them with medicines and supplies.
Dr. Pat has not only set up these free clinics internationally, but he has set up and organized two different free clinics within Toledo.
But we bring a medical team and we work out on the streets and the sidewalks and the parking lots of inner city Toledo, serving the poor, serving the homeless, providing medical care. There's a lot of poverty here. And, you know, you just don't have to go internationally to see the need. You just have to look around the corner. Poverty, people living inside abandoned homes, inside abandoned churches. Here we are in the middle of wintertime. It's been a learning experience for me as well as for our medical students and the entire medical team. Helps us to become better health professionals.
With running international missions, local missions, maintaining his job as a local physician and as a husband and a father, you may wonder if Dr. Pat is aware of how crazy his schedule sounds.
Oh, it is, but my wife being a nurse and her family involved in medicine, they know what kind of life to expect. So none of my kids are in medicine. That's okay. They as long as they're happy.
Whatever position they may find, I hope his children find the same happiness that Dr. Pat seems to have found in working in medicine. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. Dr. Pat's choices for the next episode of The Rough Draft Diaries include...
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Have you interviewed Valdemar Velasquez yet? There's a lady that we work with, her name is Maria Gonzalez. There's a Catholic priest named Father Keith Stripe. That's who I'd recommend.
Tune in Wednesday morning at 7:45 to find out who I pick on The Rough Draft Diaries here on FM 91.